Well, the Gold Coast Suns sitting very pretty, number 2, 3-0 on the AFL ladder after round 3. Aaron Hall has been one of the stories of the competition so far, and he joins us on Melbourne's Home of Sport. Good on you, Aaron. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Mark. Thanks for having me.
Hey, I just had a quick look at your stats, Aaron, and I'm scratching my head, buddy. You'll have to fill me in. How does this happen? Since 2012, you've averaged 15 disposals a game since 2012. Your last three games this year, you're averaging 36. We're all scratching our heads, Aaron. Tell us, how does this happen?
Yeah, I suppose just through a bit of opportunity through the midfield. I mean, I played as a small forward for most of my AFL career, so the shift to the midfield has been a good one, and you know, I'm really enjoying it at the moment, and I'm getting my hands on the football as well, so really enjoying my footy at the moment, and I suppose just through that opportunity, you know, I've been able to grab that opportunity.
Tell us about Rocket and his confidence in you, it seems. Now, if you've gone from the small forward, you've built up the tank and now you're flying. How's Rocket been with you and your improvement?
Yeah, Rocket's been massive for me personally. You know, he coaches me really hard. He said to me all pre-season that he's going to ride me all year long and make sure that he gets the best out of me. So he's still not entirely happy with my first three games.
No. Why? Why isn't he happy with your first three games, Aaron?
He just wants me to be a complete footballer. So, you know, that's both, you know, two-way running, around the stoppages, you know, using my body. And, you know, he picks up little parts of my game that I can improve, which is how I like to be coached. And, you know, I'm always looking for constant improvement and looking for things to add to my game each week.
Right, I'm curious. So you've had the 36, the 32 and the 40 disposals, which are great numbers. I'm very curious. How many bad things did you do a game in Rocket's eyes?
He thought I was pretty good on the weekend, but at Fremantle, he said that I did a few things wrong. So it's just a few things when I had the ball in hand as well, and just making those right decisions. So
three or four things on the tape.
Yeah, there are a couple of things.
So, just enough to ping you back into your corner.
Just to not keep me getting complacent. So no, I'm happy the way he coaches me. You know, he's got a lot of confidence in me, and I can feel that he does have that confidence in me.
Hey, there's a bloke up there. He's been a good player in his day. He's just making a bit of a return from injury. And they tell me that you've taken him under your wing a little bit, just cruising along with Gary Ablett. Is that right?
Gaz, obviously he's come back in great shape. You know, I don't think anyone can have that preparation. You know, I don't think he ran too many times before round one and to come out and put in that performance. And then obviously, you know, the next two games he's been really good. So, he's obviously helping me a lot around the football and teaching me new things. And, he's been a really big help for me.
The games you played against the Bombers, the Dockers and the Blues. Now, those teams aren't having the best of runs just at the moment. But I guess with new game plans and things like that, Aaron, I mean, how's it been for the team's confidence to adjust to new things that Rocket might be giving you guys this year?
Yeah, I think you know, as you can see by watching our first three games, we're playing a more exciting brand of football and trying to use our assets, which are, you know, our speed and our ball movement a lot more. You know, everything obviously in the AFL works off defence, so we're trying to create those turnovers as close to goal as we can and then punish the opposition on the turnover. So, I think, you know, obviously the opposition, you know, the ladder depicts it, you know, they're down the bottom and, you know, we haven't probably beaten too much, but we've got great confidence in the way we're playing at the moment and we really believe that we can take it up to any team in the competition.
Hey, Aaron, everyone who comes on the run home at the moment, we're always asking them about what the biggest reason is for the football this year. I mean, it seems every game is very watchable at the moment. Even the teams down the bottom, and they're putting up, you know, they're putting up fights, they're putting on goals, and, you know, the game, the ball seems to be constantly moving around. Is it the rotations coming down the 90, or do you think it's more along the lines that the players are trying to keep the footy in play a little bit longer?
I think it's a mixture of both. I think, you know, it's obviously the rotation cap coming down. You can sort of feel out on the ground that the intensity does drop slightly, and obviously that allows teams to score a bit more, which is probably, you know, you know, a lot better for the viewers. But also, you know, keeping the ball in play. And, you know, I think players are actually starting to become aware that you can't just kick the ball out of bounds or take it out of bounds. And sometimes, you know, subconsciously, the last few years you could do that and you're going to get pinned these days. So, I think it's been a better brand to watch. And I don't think anyone's, you know, complaining about those two rules at the moment.
What about with the Q clash coming up this week? You've got Brizzy. Is there any different build-up this week to others, or is it still pretty much the same?
No, it's pretty much the same. You know, we go through our weekly routine. We've got a real focus internally at the club in keeping our training standards, you know, to that elite level and training like a premiership team. We've made sure that we're not getting complacent, and you know, guys are turning up throughout the week with things that they want to work on individually, and then we'll work on things collectively as a team that we want to work on and implement for that week. So we're keeping that focus, and you know, we're not getting ahead of ourselves. We know that we've got a lot of respect to earn from outside and obviously internally as well. So. You know, we're just looking forward to getting up there Saturday and getting a good win.
Well, Gold Coast 3-0 at the moment. You've got Brisbane, like I said, this weekend, then North at home, Cats away, and then the D's at home. And I think you got GWS away after that. So looks like your year could continue to grow there up at the Gold Coast. Aaron, thanks so much for your time. We appreciate it. It's been great fun watching you play in 2016.
Thanks, Mark. Thanks for having me.